So we're here in the middle of Belfast, and we're at a meeting of the RSA. Now, the last time I saw RSA, I think it was a typing exam that I was doing when I was much, much younger,
yep.
Which may or may not be a different organisation. But anyway, Tim and Jimmy, you'll be able to keep me right about that.
Yep.
Jimmy, do you want to kind of start and say why people are here and what they're meeting today?
Yeah, no problem at all. I actually was the same RSA. The RSA is a fascinating organisation in that we cover a very wide variety of different topics, professional backgrounds, pursuits and interests. Our full name is the Royal Society for the Encouragement of the Arts, Manufactures and Commerce, which really is a very long-winded way of saying we cover absolutely everything you can possibly imagine.
Okay. And tonight's the AGM of RSA
tonight's
in
AGM,
Ireland.
And it's also what we're calling an open forum. So it's an opportunity for fellows and interested non-fellows, friends of the RSA, to come together to meet with Matthew Taylor, who's our chief executive, hear him talk about some of the work that's going on within the RSA internationally, particularly around the concept of 21st century enlightenment, but also for us to explore what we're doing in Ireland and what we hope to do over the kind of coming year or so.
So, Tim, locally, I mean, how many people are involved with RSA? It's not that well known.
No, it's not a very large organisation per se. There's about there's somewhat over 200 members or fellows in Northern Ireland, Southern Ireland. So it's the RSA Ireland.
Do you have female fellows as well?
Yes, indeed, we do.
Fellowesses?
Well, we don't distinguish. 21st century enlightenment approach. So we have over 200 members in fellows in Northern Ireland, Southern Ireland. And the main aim has been to put in place over the last couple of years a regular program of events on a monthly basis where people can come together, fellows or friends can come together, and some of those social issues, sometimes there's a talk or an agenda, sometimes it's site visits to go and see things. And it's just basically things that may be of interest to the fellowship. So in the past, we've looked at things like the Willow Coppicing up in Derry. We've gone on coach tours around Belfast, walking tours and coach tours around Belfast to look at the architecture, to look at the hidden Belfast. We've had an excellent talk on the role of Galileo, how Galileo was a poster boy for the science movement and the whole Renaissance from the Middle Ages through to today, and how the imagery of Galileo has changed. We heard about the role of fair trade and a whole raft of stuff.
So coming from the outside, as obviously not a fellow, but possibly a friend tonight, it sounds a wee bit like nearly like a gentleman's club, in a sense of people with kind of a gentleman's club, if you like, without drink. So you're...
And without limiting just to gentlemen.
Yes. And without limiting to gentlemen. But it's that kind of notion of, it's a thinking society, it's...
Well, I would say...
Is it intellectual or is it practical too?
I would say very much we are... You know, you hear people refer to think tanks. Well, in some ways I like to think we're a bit of a think and do tank. So we do have the intellectual aspects of actually exploring important concepts, but we also, it's very much about doing, it's about delivering, whether that be in kind of the pursuits that Tim was talking about, whether that be in projects. We have resources in place to support fellows who have ideas for new projects, which could be ranging from civic innovation to kind of political, taking part in politics, widening contact. In that sense, it could be looking at kind of social entrepreneurs and so on. So we are very much about delivering as well as talking about what's going on. And I think as well we are a diverse organisation. So our fellows come from across a very, very wide range. It's not just academics. You know, we have people from the world of business, from education, from the public sector.
And to be honest, the RSA has taken some really serious pieces of work forward on things like drug or prison reform or education. And they have a foundation school, I think they've funded...
Actually, they've got two academies.
Two academies in England. The issue, what I was describing, is because of our limited number of fellows, it tends to be more of a meet and greet. I think it's actually, I've titled it in the past, a meet, mix and mingle session. But we just haven't quite got the sort of the momentum or the tipping point.
To get
where we
focus
can,
groups that can concentrate on one thing.
Well, I think as well, for me... my remit is I look after Scotland, Ireland and North East England for the RSA, and I think what I'm seeing during my time is that meeting, mixing and mingling has actually started to create the groundswell for real excitement and activity to come out of it. I always like to think that in many ways, the RSA offers a space for conversations to take place that society needs to happen, but which aren't happening in other places.
So if you had to sell, to people the notion of joining, because I guess there will be some kind of fee if you want to be a long-term fellow, how would you kind of sell to them the potential or the opportunity that RSA would offer them in Ireland?
To me, it's about connecting into several levels, the opportunity of what the RSA is internationally. We have over 27,000 fellows in 80 countries. The chance through that to connect to thinkers and doers in this variety of different ways. And I think locally it's the fact that it's, in my experience, very rare to find a similar forum where you can bring together these different backgrounds and approaches so that when we confront an issue, an idea, a challenge, we won't be just coming at it from one particular professional background, but can actually bring together, I'd say, these wide experiences. And it's also a chance to really engage with involved people in the local community.
It's worth saying that I'm the RSA chair for Ireland. It's a post I've held for 4 years.
So if people want to mix and meet and mingle and possibly munch on the lovely cherry scones as well, where can they find you and find out more about RSA Ireland?
We have put in place, or had put in place, a regular meeting point in the Europa Hotel on the second Thursday of every month, unless otherwise stipulated. Because sometimes we went elsewhere, or we visited some of the Queen's University type lecture facilities and other places. But there's an RSA website, and on the RSA website, we seek to keep up to date with all the information and where we're meeting and what we're doing.
That's at the rsa.org?
Yes.
Yep. And they'll find everything.
There's also a very exciting web, the Animate series of cartoons.
Ah, the wee YouTube things with the guy who draws it and talks over the top?
The RSA Animate.
Yes.
Ah. RS Animate.
Which has gone on to be one of the most successful short videos in the world, really, now. It's been a huge success for them. People are also very welcome to contact me if they feel free to share my details, because again, I can put them in touch with the relevant people like Tim as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And
there's a bit of a crowd
beginning to come outside the room, so hopefully it goes well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much
for coming along.
Cheers.
Bye.